In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Our Lady, Queen of the Angels. Saint Joseph. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Why are you so frightened? Because Jesus had said, "Peace, be still." And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. Up until then, and even after then, they did not recognize the divinity of our Lord. There was a wedding feast of Cana, of which five of the apostles were present, and the miracle occurred there of the changing of the water into wine. There was the exorcising of demons. Be gone! And yet, they still did not have this faith. Jesus spoke, "Be still and know that I am God." And the apostles were frightened. After Jesus calmed the sea, they said, "Who is this that the wind and the sea obeys?" Again, this fear of the apostles occurred before they had consecrated themselves to Mary. The period before the ascension, at the time even up to the passion of our Lord, except for John, the apostles were frightened. And why was John, who was the youngest, and considering the others who were little boys and ran away when they were frightened, why is it that John, the littlest of them, was able to withstand the Holocaust and the persecution and the killing which was happening on the cross there at Calvary? Because he was with Our Lady. Our Lady was strengthening him. She was the spouse of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit had not yet descended upon the apostles. So we find that unless they're strengthened by the presence of Our Lady, then they are not to withhold themselves from being tempted in storms. The apostles knew some scripture. The Hebrew culture had some bearing on, even though that they were ignorant and illiterate, but the culture did prepare them for the coming of Messiah. And in that book of Job, we find that already God is making himself known to Job by asking him some questions so that he could then arrive at the cause. Who pent up the sea behind closed doors? When you look at it from a universal point of view, yes, storms occur in isolated areas and they are pent up behind closed doors. When it leapt tumultuous out of the womb, from the womb of the Virgin Earth as it was known before sin entered in through the sin of Adam. So these temptations, how many go to Jesus when an interior storm occurs, when an interior storm is brewing, when temptation and fear have entered into your soul? As the sea by its storms casts out of itself the impurities that are gathered and remain clean and purified, with our temptations, our impurities, imperfections, this is what belongs to us, we are to go to his mother, our mother. God sends temptations so we can flush from our own heart and go to him who calms the seas and brings peace to us by his blessed mother, the Queen of Peace. who in turn prays for us to go to Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. There is Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. There is Jesus who calmed the storms. That's who we go to when we're having trial and tribulation. And mocking our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament is a serious sin, as you deny his real presence. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.